Blog Talk Radio.
Monday. May God grant me the words to speak his thought. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Bethany Beth. For those of you who didn't know my full name, Bethany, yes, but Beth, happy Monday. Please excuse my voice. It's very, very raspy this morning. Very. Happy Monday, January 23rd. Congrats to the Patriots and the Giants. We have a rematch football game, second time within 4 years, huh? I wonder who would be the winner this time. So congrats. Congrats to the entire NFL for a wonderful season. It almost looked like we weren't going to have a season, but I knew that with at the 11th hour, we would have a season, and we definitely did. So congrats to the NFC and the AFC teams, those two teams that were crowned champions and who will be playing each other in Indy on February the 5th, 2 weeks from last night, where Madonna, whom I love so much, Madonna would be the halftime entertainment. And before the show, I was listening to one of my favorite sports shows with Mike and Mike, and they would begin their Super Week a week from today, next Monday. They would start their Super Week broadcasting from Indianapolis next Monday. So if you guys love Mike and Mike like I do, then definitely don't miss them by radio or television or online, whatever way that you do get your news from Mike and Mike. I love those guys. My favorite sports guys. But today you're really going to see hear my salesmanship skills and my sales and marketing skills, because I am pretty much selling my friends' talents from Morris Mills to Slow O. The show is pretty much dedicated to Slow O's release tomorrow of his newest mixtape, Fly Boy Music. If he calls, it will be a surprise call. He's in San Fran, and San Fran is pretty sad, but they have nothing to be sad about. They beat my Who Dat Nation Saints, and really, San Francisco and Oakland, are like two of my favorite teams also. Like I said, I love the NFL. I love all 32 teams, but I am a big fan of San Francisco and the Oakland Raiders. And San Francisco obviously had a terrific season. So if we hear from Slow, it'll be a surprise call, because he is so busy preparing for the release of his LP. He's dealing with other media people, and we have contests going on. And I wanted to blast his music, new and old, but Murphy's Law happened, so I did not have his music prepared. But I already invited him again to be a guest on the show. And but my thing is, hey, I have a gift of gab. I'm a natural born salesperson, and I want to do my part, because he's been my favorite rap artist producer since the summer of 2007. And if you visit my Twitter page, my Facebook pages, I mean, if you have been sleeping on him or just didn't know about him, I have given you like a cram course of his music from the release of Game Over that had dropped in September of 2002 to his current music. And, wow. I mean, he's just awesome, honestly, in my opinion. And I knew Tupac. In my opinion, he's the closest I've seen of Tupac. And he's original. Everybody's original. But he's the closest to meet that caliber of type of a rap artist, like Tupac, to me. And like I said, he's been my favorite since 2007. And I must not be the only one, because he's just an amazing, with Revert Nation, he was like number one for like 4 years. And now he's currently number two in the hip-hop rap category with Revert Nation. Wow. So he's doing a lot right. And this show is rated mature, because I thought I was going to have his music uploaded and so on, because he's very talented, but his lyrical content is not but a fan of heart, baby. You have to be real, because he's real, to listen to his music. So definitely friend him, subscribe to his YouTube channel, join Team Filmo Facebook page, because he's repping Filmo San Francisco. And also, one of his pages is full, but you can like his page and join his fan page, the group, and also follow Checkmate Music, the C-H-E CKMATE Music, MUZIK. Checkmate Music on Twitter, and you'll be updated and informed with what's going on with his newest music and, when videos will be produced and performances also. He's an awesome performer. Some of the songs with the new mixtape, Fly Boy Music, like, you know, Future, Like No Other Women, The Joke's on You, you have to check those songs out. I like the Fly Boy intro. I mean, I think it's really cool. Really awesome track. And I did download some of his music from when he came out in 2002. Like I said, I fell in love with him in 2007. He was like one of my first. Checkmate Music, Siege Records, Slow O, they were like one of my first YouTube friends. And I was just in awe of his music, in awe of their production, just in awe. I mean, just literally. I'm almost speechless talking about him. But he has an event page, and I'm going to read out what's on his event page, and you check out his event page, and tomorrow join the celebration of his release, Fly Boy Music. And, yeah, I'm in the chat room. How everybody doing? What's up? Congratulations to my mom's a Pat fan, so she's happy. You know, she believes that Brady and the guys are going to do their thing. And so I'm glad to see many of you are in the chat room. And if you have heard and or you're a supporter of Slow O's music, share with me what you love about Slow O's music. Talk with me in the chat room. Feel free to call 714-409-0614. The music that you heard, my friend Morris Mills, Round and Round, is so important for me to inform you, like I've been informing you the past few days, because tomorrow's the deadline. Morris wants a gig at the Grammys, and you all have encouraged Morris because you're always approaching him, telling him that he needs to be on TV or he needs to be performing somewhere or he needs to do this or he needs to do that. So check out Morris's page, Nominate the Morris Mills Experience to Perform Live at the Grammys on Facebook, because you can vote for Morris, and you can vote up to 10 times. I've already voted my 10 votes. Morris and I have been friends since 97, and he is an awesome writer, performer, producer. And you all have heard him. You just heard that instrumental jam, Round and Round. It's awesome. And he definitely would like that gig at the Grammys on February 12th, this week of Valentine's Day. 2 days before Valentine's Day, Sunday night, Grammys. You know how the Grammys are. You know, he get that gig, and then he can rub shoulders and meet a lot of head honchos in the music business. And go ahead and, you know, if you haven't heard, well, you just heard his instrumental. And I'm reading someone in the discussion, in the chat room, and so, wow. The discussion is about Slow O Music, a rap artist based in San Francisco. Just about his new music, his mixtape is going on sale tomorrow. That's the main topic, the lead story. But we're also talking sports, and we're talking about other topics. But that was the topic is about. Slow O's new music coming out tomorrow on January 24th. He's an awesome rap artist, but his music is explicit. I'm talking to someone in the chat room, to whomever else, and very, very, it's real gangster music, hardcore rap. So, but very good music, great lyrical content, very, very awesome. It's just real music. From a real guy. So I almost took what the person is saying in the chat room. I'm glad they're making me kind of giggle, so please excuse me. But I'm glad that you all could come to the chat room and spend a little time with me in Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And thank you so much, because Fastly approaching 37K views at my profile at blogtalkradio.com. So thank you so much. And also thank you for sharing ideas. And also those of you that are interested in being guests, thank you so much also for contacting me, letting me know. And I want to shout out a friend of mine who is an entrepreneur, Regina Bryant of Green Star Carpet Cleaner. He's an entrepreneur, and this is his business, Green Star Carpet Cleaner. And also he's part of Domino's team. And shout out Domino's. You know, I love you so much. An awesome pizza last night. And a lot left over for today. So yummy, yummy, yummy. So I just want to shout my friend, longtime friend with his sisters, NP, and just want to shout his business out, Green Star Carpet Cleaning. I know we definitely need our carpet cleaning, and who doesn't? It's important to his business, eco-friendly also, so that's very important to know. It's important for us to be green as we can be. But back to Mars. Be sure to vote for Mars. Tomorrow is the deadline. And it would be so awesome if he could go and perform at the Grammys. But again, Slow O's album releases tomorrow for Splatboard Music. And his music will be on sale all over the internet, iTunes, and all other online stores. And also, he has a bonus track which features Brian Casey of the awesome R&B group Jagged Edge. I love Jagged Edge. In 2007, Slow O scored Single of the Week on iTunes front page, beating out many established artists for the front page position that week of August, accumulating over 187,000 DLSs, I assume it's download sales, on iTunes, and just recently put on the roster for YMCMB Unsigned Hype Mixtape Volume 2. Slow O is definitely stamped as an artist to look out for in 2012. He's just an awesome artist to look out for. Currently, Slow O is number two. I already told you all this on Reverb Nation Bay Area Hip Hop Charts, which he held the number one spot for 4 years. And Slow O's highly anticipated Flatboy Music would be a definite game changer album. Also features a bonus track with Brian Casey of Jagged Edge. And I must remind you, the release date is tomorrow. And remember to follow at Checkmate Music. It's Checkmate Music. And this is the first volume, meaning he's going to return with more awesome music. And when I fell in love with him, I fell in love with the song I Can Show You in the video. And then also I love the song Breathe, which he featured, it was a Style P's track song. And it was on his album, also on Style P's album, Independence. And I love Right Back In. I love so many of his, I mean, he's my favorite artist, so, favorite rap artist, so a lot of his songs are my favorite. And so on, but this is just amazing. I'm going to hesitate a little bit because I'm talking to my guests and chat room. Also, people, yeah, thanks for joining me. Yeah, I wanted to say something to the people in the chat room. But, yeah, we have about 10 more minutes, and there's so much news going on, but one story that really got my attention is Gabrielle Giffords will be announcing her retirement to recover, but that she will be returning back. She just needs to get back to, like, 100% of herself so she can do things that she really liked to do, and that's to work with the public and politics. So my prayers go out to she and her husband, Mark Kelly, as they work tirelessly, and also as we pray for them and they continue to pray for one another regarding her recovery. And I know it's not an easy deal. Have a caller. I wonder if this could be our surprise caller. Maybe it could be Slow O. Just want to, you know, say hi and let everybody know to come, you know, to purchase Fly Boy Music tomorrow. I don't know. Like I said, if he called, it would be a surprise call. But he definitely would be a guest in the near future. Good morning. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Good morning. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, you know, just chillaxing at home right now, you know.
Oh, oh, really? Who's speaking and where are you calling from?
This is actually Gangster Ace. I'm from Lansing, Michigan. I'm actually a producer up here in Lansing.
Wow, that's awesome. What's up? I have
not
a friend.
Much.
Honestly, I have a homie that's in Lansing right now. And he's a musician and very talented. Wow, that's amazing. So what type of music? So you, what do you produce? Rap.
Originally it's rap, but we also are, you know, eventually when we get our equipment back. Right now we're kind of a little under the weather because we've been doing some other things. We got the band of Brother Group, whatever. Which is another different organization, but we're really trying to get our producing stuff, equipment and stuff back. So.
Oh, really? So you've been doing a lot of writing and just networking.
Yeah.
Well, you know
how the economy is right now. You know, we're trying to fight for our rights right now. So.
Fight for your rights. Are your music right?
Yeah. Well, that too. I don't know if anybody's heard, but some music productions websites have been going down. Got shut
Uh-oh.
Down by a group out there called Anonymous. They actually shut some websites down, so we're actually standing up and fighting for that too, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what's the purpose of Anonymous?
Anonymous?
Yeah.
You know, they're a hacking group. They're against the government. They've been trying to shut a lot of things down. And they've been protesting. I don't know if you've seen some of the protest things out there. They were out there protesting. But they actually
mm-hmm.
caused a lot of those fights, you know, so.
Well, this, wow, it seems like I've heard some. You have to send me some more information regarding Anonymous, too, because it's important for people to know that. And but
well,
you're just a hardworking producer, entrepreneur, right? Why do you want to shut down a hardworking people?
That's what, you know, that's another thing that we've been trying to get out there near them. They're not shutting down the government. They're shutting down us,
yeah.
the people, you know.
Yeah.
I'm actually a rapper too, and it's like, wow, you guys actually want to shut us down. You know, they're already trying to, the government's trying to shut us down as well, so. It's like,
someone in the chat room, I'm going to interrupt you, but someone in the chat room is saying copyright infringement is the basis for the SOPA authority.
Yep.
Stop Online Piracy Act.
Yeah,
so someone
they're trying.
So continue what you were saying. I just wanted to share with you what someone was saying in the chat room.
Yeah, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But, you know, and there's a lot of things that people don't know. There's a lot of things that we don't know about the Anonymous group, and we've tried to get them on the phone. and tried to personally talk to these people and see why they're shutting down. They're not just shutting down the music industry, but they're shutting down movie industries too. So
wow, and please don't in the fashion industry too?
Yep.
Wow, because all are interrelated. And
yep.
I guess they say, well, we're anonymous. That's why they won't talk. But
yeah.
If you're anti-government, why are you hurting hardworking entrepreneurs?
I wish I can. Maybe one of these times they'll actually call my phone and actually tell me. You know, hopefully I can get that close to them. You know.
Yeah.
Because they're actually unmasking themselves. Which is
they
already been revealed. Yeah, they in New York, they actually took off their masks. So
I have a pretty good listener. Culture Shock Entertainment Reports has a pretty good listenership. Some might be listening.
Well, hey, if you're listening, man, you know, us music people want to know why that you guys are shutting down our. The people that really out here are doing our work, you know. We're not doing that fraudulent stuff. You know, you're coming out here, if you're actually on here and you're listening to us as the music industry, we want to know why you're trying to shut the real people out, you know, because we're actually working hard every day in the studios, so, you know, and we're losing lots of customers because of you guys, you know, because our websites are down. We got to find the time to make a new website. You know, that just cost a lot of money right there.
Wow. That must be why I had, because Slo-O, I've been a big supporter of Slo-O's music, who I've been promoting his release tomorrow. And that's what I was telling him yesterday. Like, every one of your sites, I can't download music, you know?
Yeah.
And I guess that has something to do with Anonymous, or groups like Anonymous.
Yep.
Wow.
And to my brother, okay, Slo, man, I don't know you. You know, if your websites are down, you know, I do apologize. I don't understand. You know, the same thing. You're probably thinking the same thing if you're out there listening, brother. But so one of these times I'm going to have to catch you and hear some of your music, you know. You know, I never heard of you till now, so.
He's awesome. If you're on Facebook, check out his page, Slo-O. And also, you know, check out my page because I have his music and my Twitter page. Tweet, are you on Twitter?
Not yet. We're actually trying to gonna be getting a Twitter up. So,
because I have his music all over Twitter, from his first releases to his most recent, to some of the songs that he would be dropping tomorrow at Culture Shock Inc. at KULTURE Shock SHOKENT.
All right. Go ahead and create.
We have about 90 seconds, but we can keep on talking. The live streaming is going to stop, but I can continue the show for about another 10 minutes. But
yeah.
I like to say what's up. So what's up, everybody? What's up? We have Pro Bowl coming up next weekend and Super Bowl in 2 more weeks. So this should be fun. So we're going to continue talking about this interesting topic that what's your name? Gangsta
Ace. Just like the Ace of Spades.
Okay. Gangsta Ace. Okay. What's the name of your company? Your production company,
Company? We're going by Hellfire Productions. It's an actual old group I had when I was, like, younger. I was probably about 10 or something.
Uh-huh.
It actually started between me and my homie. He was actually doing rock, and we kind of mixed it together, and, well, we kind of separated ways. He got into drugs more, and I just got away from drugs at that time, and I told him, I said, I can't deal with this, you know, and the whole fact, he was dating my sister at the time, and him and my sister got into it, whatever, And we just kind of went our separate ways. And finally, I was like, you want to know something? I'm taking Hellfire with me, and I'm doing my own thing.
Because you were the one still productive in the music industry. And he was like still, beat me up Scotty, huh?
Well, he is now actually
now?
A National Guards. He is now National Guards right now.
Well,
I actually trained him.
Well, that's great. He cleaned himself up. People in the chat room are agreeing with you. They're saying more power to you, brother. Down with the corporations. You know, big money steps on little guys. People in the chat room are really, supporting what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, and that's what we do, besides my music industry, like I said, I got a group out there. We're standing up for every right, not just our music industry, but, for you, for us, the people out here in the United States that's losing jobs and everything, we're doing all that,
The free enterprise system.
The what?
I said the free enterprise system.
Yeah.
The free enterprise system, the way we operate, the way America operates business.
Yeah.
Yeah, the market. And just like you mentioned, your fans and your customers, When they visit your...
It's like the stores. I don't know if anybody knows about Walmart or Myers. It's like when they first started opening up, the customer is always right, And pretty much that's what we're doing here. The customer is always right, and we're doing what we're trying to do to help back with our communities and, not just my community, not just yours, everybody's community.
Wow, exactly. That's important. And wow.
Oh, yeah.
Combination of rap and rock, because I'm a big wave. How often do you listen to the show often? Because I love rock. That's my background also. And I love, rock and rap and hip hop and it's alternative music. And so you still work with the rock music also. You still combine the rap and the rock and.
Eventually we're going to get back into it
because that's your influence. It just comes out of you naturally, right?
Yeah. I didn't really get into, I listened to rock, but I didn't really get into it until my homie came along, and that's when we first started and everything, and he was like, why don't we just come up with it? He's like, what do you want the name to be? And, we just came up with it. And I was like, okay, he's got this creative way. He's got this crazy idea of his music. So I just came up with Hell Fired, because both sides are all fired up. So I was like, hey, go ahead with Hell Fired. So it stuck.
That's an awesome name. And that's a name you came up with at a very young age, too, and still have it. Wow.
Yeah. It was kind of crazy. My mom didn't actually think I was going to do something like that. And, when I was younger, I didn't do very good. Now, I probably can sit here and last on a beat for a while, It helps me get through some of my thoughts, music is my life, and that's what I tell my mom. And when she heard, she hears me now. She didn't used to listen to rap. If it wasn't because of me, she would have never even understood, and she would have still been racist towards people that did rap.
Wow, regardless of the color, just because it's rap music.
Well, she was, because my family, I'm actually mixed. My family was actually part of the Klan back in the day.
Okay.
And I finally got my family separated.
I'm down
family
here in Jackson,
down.
Mississippi.
I finally got my family away from that.
Yeah. Wow.
We sat down. Yeah, actually, Tupac, one of Tupac's songs. And because my mom didn't understand. My family didn't understand. They didn't like rap. I sat her down one day and I was like, listen to this. It was this Dear Mama. She actually sat there and listened
Dear Mama.
To it. She's like, oh,
Dear Mama's so awesome. Well, that song make you cry.
Oh, it does, you know. And my mom was like, oh, my God. You know, now I understand what you were talking about. Just listen to the lyrics, and I'm going to understand. I'm going to learn something. My mom learned something from Tupac.
Wow. So if you love Tupac, I knew Tupac. If you love Tupac, then you definitely like Slow-O. So check Slow-O out. I mean, his lyrics, he's real hardcore, but his lyrical content, his songs, wow. And his music, because, you know, you've been a producer, you're going to be in awe. Not saying that he is a duplicate of Tupac, but he has the talent of that type of caliber of Tupac, you know, that caliber of talent. But wow, but Dear Mama, that song could get you. Even if you're not nice to your mama, that make you change.
Oh, it does, especially, you know, me. I never met Tupac in anything, you know, and when I heard that song, it was like, oh, my God, I've been locked up, you know, and I love seeing my mom be happy. She wasn't always happy, and, you know, helping her with money sometimes when she needs it, you know. She helps me sometimes. And just thinking of that, it's like, oh, my God, me, Tupac had the same thing. He wasn't writing it about me, but it just came out like that. And it's like, oh, my God, my life's been like that.
Wow. From all type of racial lines and everything, just being human.
Yeah.
You saw yourself in his music. His lyrics sound like something you would write, too, huh?
And I think that's the reason me and him connected. You know, if Tupac was still alive, I was actually mad. Actually, I sat down when I first heard he died, that he got killed. I was so hysterical about that. Then I became mad. I just couldn't believe it. And my mom, she didn't understand. And, you know, it's just that he did some good music, you know, and you just can connect with some of these rappers out there. There's not very many rappers I can connect with, you know.
Exactly.
If they're not on some real level, because now it's about that go get booty stuff, you know. You know, it's not bad, but it's not for me all the time, you know.
Exactly. Because it's good to party, but it's good to listen to something that's good for your mind and good for your soul. To help you help us all live a better life. Yeah, my mother's 80, and my mother, she loves rap, but she says the same thing that you said, you know, about quality rap music and quality lyrics. Cause she loves rap, but you know, but she knows quality, good talent, and like, okay, those lyrics are good. You know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're on to something.
Yeah.
So I really appreciate you. What were you saying?
And one other song that really kicks everybody, it's Changes. You know, there was some songs back in the day that he had, you know, that he had against just certain people, but his song Changes, he's like, how many brothers is going to go down? You know, basically what he was saying, how many people are going to die and
exactly.
The government's going to let this happen, you know?
That, and when you say brothers, you mean brothers of all colors. exactly. Good point. I loved Keep Your Head Up. And Brenda's Got a Baby. Those are very social songs also. And keep your head up. Keep your head up. Don't get down on your luck, you know.
Keep your head up
like,
always, you know.
What were you saying?
I said, keep your head up always.
Never yeah,
put
exactly.
Your head down.
Exactly. So
I just want to say something to the new rappers, and you know,
please do.
If you're coming out to be a new rapper, you know, with everything that's going on, don't be scared about anything. You know, if you're scared about it, make sure you ease your mind, you know, and listen to some slow music or something that's going to wipe that out. And then it's clear your mind before you start rapping, because, you know, with everything that's going on right now, you don't need that coming into your music, and then it's going to tear down your music line, and then you're going to be like, why did that not sound so good? Because you're letting everything come into your focus and messing everything up, you know. And, you know, if you're mad, get right on it, you know, because that's one time that you're going to be able to, you're going to look at something, you're going to be like, oh, my God. Once you get an idea, write it down. If you're like me, I don't have to write it down. It's just in my head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you said, immediately record it or do something.
Yeah.
Exactly. Just, you know, put pen to paper, pen and napkin, pen or whatever. If you're afraid you're going to lose that thought.
Yeah.
Like you said, you know, like you said, you have a good memory. But if you think you might forget it, write it down. Record it immediately.
Yeah, mine comes out from the heart, you know. Anytime I sit down and, you know, especially when I'm mad, I turn around and love to rap.
Mm-hmm.
Like the other day, some people said some things, and they said I was racist, and I'm like, oh, what? You know, and instead of yelling at them, instead of throwing anything, I just...
And being defensive?
On, I turned around, popped on a beat, whatever. And I was like, okay.
Do you freestyle?
Yeah, I do it sometimes.
Oh. I didn't
want to
put you on the spot. I didn't want to put you on the spot, but if you wanted to freestyle, like, you know, feel free. You wanted to freestyle right quick, but I don't want to put you on the spot.
right now is probably not a good time because I just got being off of sick and stuff, and
we're
trying to get my cold.
Well,
yeah, that's
misery.
I hear you.
Here. Yeah, misery loves company. I'm in the same predicament. I'm getting over a cold flu also, so let's keep each other in each other's prayers of easy recovery.
Yeah.
I thought I was over my cold flu, but you hear my voice a little bit, and I've been coughing a little bit,
yeah.
And I've been feeling a little fever. I'm like, wait a second, if I can get this fever out. I thought I was done
yeah.
with it. Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, you're having surgery on the 30th or whatever.
But
you know,
but call back again and call back again when you're feeling good and, you know, and share a little
oh,
bit.
Oh, I will definitely, you know. It's probably going to be, I don't know when your next show is going to be.
My next show is going to be Wednesday. It's going to be Wednesday, and the topic is going to be a topic. It's going to be about adults who choose to be celibate or abstain from sex for whatever reason. And Friday be about sports. Saturday, you probably want to listen. I'll be talking to a very talented artist by the name of Oki Reiki. And he's like you. His process is like you. He likes to write and sing from his heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's not true, don't go with it.
He's a vocalist. He reminds me of Seal. His voice reminds me of Seal.
Yeah.
Which I'm so sad that he and Heidi Klum are divorcing. Oh my God. They're one of my
Uh-oh.
Favorite couples. They're divorcing. Interracial couple, divorcing, but they're one of my favorite couples, and I hate that they have so many kids also. But we're almost
yeah.
out of time. Call back on Wednesday if you want to talk about that topic. All right. And Create a listener profile at Blog Talk Radio where you can chat in the chat room.
Oh, I got one. I'm actually a Blog Talk Radio show host.
That's what I thought.
Yep.
Are you following me?